We've had the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross now, and here we have his burial. And when we get to chapter 20, which we'll get to today, we'll see there the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And these are the great facts, the great historical facts that are basic for the gospel. What is the gospel? That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried. That's important. John tells us about it here. And that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, these are the great central facts of the gospel. Now, it's our relationship to that, which is a relationship of trusting in him and having faith in what he did for us on the cross, that he was dying in our room in our stead. He was dying a vicarious, substitutionary, redemptive death for us. Now let me begin reading at verse 38. And after this, well, after what? Well, after John has recorded to us here the crucifixion of Christ and that he gave us concerning it, after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight. That's verses 38 and 39 of the 19th chapter of John's Gospel. Now, I do not mean to be irreverent in any way, but the undertakers who handled the body of Jesus were Joseph of Arimathea, apparently a man who was well-to-do financially, and Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews, the one who came to our Lord by night. Now, both of these men were what we would call today secret disciples of Christ. And now they come out in the open for the first time. And let's not be critical of them during the time they were secret disciples, because now the disciples or apostles of the Lord have been scattered like sheep, and they have gone undercover. But now these men come out in the open. And it's quite interesting that at this time, after his death and resurrection, they came out in the open. And Joseph was the one who asked for the body, and it was given to him. And he had a new tomb. And Nicodemus, he came also. He'd been more or less of a secret disciple. And now he brings a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight.